This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lines trash on the table right now.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Who's been arrested?
I love many members of my staff. In fact, all the members of my staff. Do I love more than I do others than I do, you know, some more than others? Absolutely.
Who's back in rehab?
Did you only make a mistake when people were recording you?
No.
And who's hitting who?
Is it a romantic relationship? Is that romantic relationship still ongoing?
What do you mean a romantic relationship?
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. Our man Vince Vaughn in a little trouble. Did you guys see this over the weekend?
I did. I hate to see that. I've always liked Vince Vaughn.
He was arrested in Hermosa Beach early Sunday morning. The Manhattan Beach Police Department confirmed to the Hollywood Reporter at approximately 1 a.m. Vaughn was stopped at a DUI checkpoint in Hermosa Beach. They confirmed that a passenger was in the car with the actor. Vaughn was arrested and charged with DWI and resisting, while his passenger was also arrested and charged with public intoxication. Have you guys seen the mugshot?
I have, and that's what I was going to bring up. As mugshots go, this is a very good one.
It's not a bad one. He's got a little smile on his face.
Clean shaven, looks fairly well put together.
Yeah.
Eyes are not bloodshot at all.
Nope. As far as mugshots go, Vince Vaughn did well for himself.
Yeah, because he looks a little disheveled just
exactly
around town.
It's one of his better looks, really, this mugshot.
Yeah. I love this first story that you gave me here, Rocky. Why it's harder to get a Chick-fil-A franchise than it is to get into Harvard.
It's all on the base of I took the other unnecessary house. Scott Pruitt was supposed to be trying to get his wife a Chick-fil-A franchise, and they did a story about how hard it is to get a franchise.
Yeah, I believe this. Now, Kerry Kurlander, who's the vice president of public relations for Chick-fil-A, said the Georgia-based chain receives more than 40,000 inquiries per year from people interested in becoming restaurant operators. Now, this is the company's term for franchisee. After filling out an initial expression of interest online, they complete a formal written application. From there, the company conducts a series of recorded live video and in-person interviews with applicants, taking past business experience and leadership skills into consideration. Now, the chain opens 100 to 115 new restaurants a year, Kurlander said, and operators typically run one restaurant each. Company runs more than 2,200 restaurants in 47 states, and the average restaurant makes more than $4 million in annual sales. Again, that's 40,000 people who hope to become operators and roughly 100 to 115 who make it through. To compare, of Harvard's 42,749 applicants for the school's incoming freshman class, it admitted 1,962. Now, operators pay an initial $10,000 fee to be granted the rights necessary to operate a franchise Chick-fil-A, according to the company website. That's compared to other fast food chains where franchisees can invest hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars, to open a restaurant. Now, the job pays well, but only if operators are willing to grind it out in their physical restaurants 6 days per week.
They don't grind it out, not owner-operators of Chick-fil-A.
No, that's the thing is you can't just say, I want to own one, and I just want to be hands-off. No, you have to put in 40
Mark Meadows is directing traffic every day.
Yeah, I see Mark do that. Do you know what blows me away, though, about Chick-fil-A's? Notice this as you travel around the South. They do not give a rip how bad the piece of property is.
That's another thing. You don't get to select your product. I would love to have one.
No, they don't care.
Put you in Gardendale. Okay.
No. I'm not just talking about part of town. I'm just talking about any part of town, like the egress, like getting in and getting out. They don't give a rip how hard it is.
Yeah.
Because they know people will fight through it to go to their restaurant.
Witnessed by this old Virginia college I told you guys when I started working here. They had a Chick-fil-A in that.
Blows me away.
You know, I know it's harder to get a Chick-fil-A franchise than to get into Harvard. I would say your average operator makes more than your average Harvard grad. Would that be fair?
I know a lot of Chick-fil-A operators. I don't know what the average take would be on that.
I would think $500,000.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would say $500,000.
Grads,
I mean, you're averaging $4 million in sales per restaurant.
Yeah. I don't know what the cut is.
I would think 10%. I don't know. This one's disturbing. Backpacker found a 3-inch leech that had been living up her nose for more than a month after a trip to Southeast Asia. True story here. Daniela Liverani, 24, from Edinburgh, had been having nosebleeds for weeks but put them down to a burst blood vessel from a motorcycle crash. Now, Miss Lervaney was having a shower last Thursday when she realized the dark shape wriggling in her nose was actually an animal.
How freaked out would you be?
Oh, my gosh.
Hospital staff use forceps and tweezers to remove the parasite. Now, Miss Lervaney believes she picked up the leech in Vietnam or Cambodia. But even when she felt it moving up and down her nostril, she thought it was just a blood clot.
Good morning, Vietnam.
She kept it, too. She put it in a little jar. It's big.
That's awful,
She told BBC Radio Scotland, quote, your initial reaction isn't to start thinking, oh, God, there's obviously a leech in my face. Now, it was when Miss Leverani was in the shower that the leech's presence was most noticeable. She said, obviously, my nasal passages would open up because of the steam and the heat in the water, and it would come out quite far, about as far as my lip.
Pretty far.
Yeah, about as far as my lip.
Your nose is bleeding. No, it's not.
Do you ever, I don't want to be too gross about this, but like, do you ever get the hanger up in your nose and you just have to like hold one nostril and blow real hard and get it out?
Yes.
That drives me crazy. And that's
but it's
small.
A relief when you get it, though.
It is a relief when you get it, Rockstar. That's small. Imagine a 3-inch leech, how that must have felt all the time.
This has got a little evil genius in it. 52-year-old, you guys tell me what you would have done from a small Siberian town, found the human bones in a skull and immediately told his 60-year-old wife. Now, according to Russian media, she told him, quote, don't worry, it's my first husband, end quote.
Don't ask questions.
Bury the remains again, forget about it, and we won't tell the police. Now, what do you do if your wife tells
supper?
You that?
Head to the golf course, sweetie.
This man decided to tell officers, and the unidentified woman did confess to killing the ex-husband. Now, the killer claims her first husband came home drunk in 1997 and began hitting her. So she said she grabbed an axe and hit the man in the head.
Was he reported missing? What's going on?
When she discovered he was dead, she sliced up his body and buried the parts in the garden, which laid there undisturbed for 21 years. I guess he didn't have a lot of friends.
And then got remarried. I mean, it says here that you're technically still married to so-and-so.
Yeah.
Nah, it didn't work out.
A police spokesman went on to say it's possible that by planting potatoes, this man saved his own life. Well, as long as he didn't upset her, I think he's okay.
Yeah.
I
mean, wow.
It also doesn't say, did he choose to stay or leave?
So which part of this is more upsetting to you, that she killed him with a blunt edge, or her reaction was, well, I'll chop him up and bury him?
Yeah, I think, because if he really came home drunk, you hit him in the head with the axe, you call authorities, and you tell them what happened.
Yeah.
You got a better spin on this. But
self-defense.
Yeah.
To be a sadistic is to actually chop the body up, dismember it, and then plant it in the garden's a problem.
Also to be nonchalant. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's my first husband. Yeah, that's
fine.
Drink.
Okay, I've got the top 10 sci-fi TV shows of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes. I've seen a few of these, not all. Number 10, The Expanse. I've never even heard of it.
Nope.
They just moved it to Amazon. It's supposed to be a big deal. Never seen it.
Number 9, Black Mirror. I absolutely love it. Modern Day Twilight Zone.
What upset me. Twilight Zone did not make the top 10.
Number 8 is Stranger Things. Thought it was okay, but
that's good.
Didn't finish it out. Number 7, Westworld. It's really struggling right now.
Yeah, all y'all tapped out. Dunaway, you tapped out too.
I'm 6 episodes behind. I won't say I'll never go back and watch it.
I'm only one behind Brown, so I'm gonna finish season 2.
Against
two
the odds. Against the odds for Dunaway.
Number 6 is Lost, which it lost a lot of luster as well.
It was good, but should have stopped like it for season 5.
I miss it.
Number 5, Star Trek. I liked it as a kid.
I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of Star Trek.
I haven't seen any of these.
Or Star Trek The Next Generation. I've never seen an episode
of
that.
It's a little Star Trek heavy here.
Number 3, The X-Files. I went back on Netflix and watched a couple years ago. I thought it was a little hokey, so I gave it up.
I've seen probably 2 episodes of that.
Number 2, people swear by this. I've never seen it. Doctor Who.
Never seen it.
It's a BBC, right?
Yes.
And number 1, this is one of my older brother. He's kind of a geeky guy. His absolute favorites is Battlestar Galactica. People swear by it, though.
It was pretty good when it was on. I didn't watch a lot of it.
I'm talking about the recent one. Are you talking about the recent one?
No.
Yeah, this is not the Lauren Green.
There's a new one on now?
There's a new one on, yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, this is one people swear by. And final story here on Trash on the Table. You guys tell me what you would have done with this. A Brooklyn mother who says her 5-year-old daughter was dropped off at the wrong stop by a school bus company is now suing for $7 million. Sounds like a lot of money. I don't blame her when I hear the story, though. According to a report by the New York Post, 28-year-old Ardina Hartzig, the mother of 5-year-old Zahara, claims that the Bora Transit refused to take her complaint over the incident or even identify the driver. Now, the incident took place back in 2015 when her daughter failed to arrive at her stop at Flatlands Avenue and 102nd Street. She reportedly called her daughter's school where nobody had answers. And so then she reported her daughter missing to 911. Zahara was found more than 10 blocks away at a busy intersection with no crossing guard. At the time, Board Transit said the driver was doing a, quote, favor for another parent by dropping a different child off closer to a grandparent's home. It is unclear who that child was or how the favor resulted in Zahara being left at the wrong stop.
I don't know how you put a dollar value on this, but no. I think she should get something.
But my P factor is very high at that point.
Yeah, my point is you leave a five-year-old in that situation, it's going to end badly more than it ends goodly.
Yep.
And I think $7 million just to lay it down.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Probably.